Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 10th, in the year 1847, the plight of famine in Ireland and Scotland and the attendant distresses were carried in the Barbadian. This news item reported on a public meeting held in the school room at St. James Parish, where, according to reporting, the room was filled by the laboring population of the parish, and there were also present a few of the gentry of St. James's. The meeting was called by Dr. Bradshaw, and Reverend G.F. Maynard, rector of the parish, chaired the meeting. On behalf of the relief effort to Ireland and Scotland, a central auxiliary committee had been established to receive and remit the subscriptions paid to the treasurer's office and the two banks identified. However, the organizers of this parochial meeting expressed their expectation, thinking it prudent that a general meeting of all the inhabitants of the island would have been called in Bridgetown. This, they stated, would involve the clergy, who could form district or parochial committees to receive subscriptions and cooperate with a central committee in town. However, this not being the case, the leadership of the St. James Parish organized their own meeting. Therefore, this parochial meeting was called at the community level as a means of soliciting additional funds for the relief effort. It was made clear that the object of the meeting was to enlist the exertions of all classes, not the influential and middling only, which should be noted did not show up to the meeting in their numbers. But the call was to all, including the laboring class, who was the majority group in the attendance. In an effort to convince the gathering to contribute in money, the rhetoric tied them to those in need as fellow brothers, fellow citizens, and fellow creatures under one God. However, truth be told, Barbados owed Ireland, another British colony, a debt of gratitude, because when the 1831 hurricane decimated Barbados, the Irish made a £20,000 donation toward relieving the suffering on this island. On the night of the meeting, the working class poor of this island contributed to the $120 donation collected, and the report stated that the majority of the laborers gave 25 cents each. Not one piece of brass was paid in. This spoke to the generosity of the working class poor, who gave from their own meager means.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.